Hello guys, welcome to Smash It by Samuel Philip. Today we'll be talking about some of the weirdest lies I've heard kids tell. Today I'll be sharing two of my favorite stories of little children telling lies. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because today I spent some time with little children. I went to fly a drone over a graduation ceremony for Northwind Primary School. So these kids came around, a lot of them were just playing around, asking questions, trying to touch the drone. And I was doing my best to answer the few I could hear and chase the rest when this kid came and said, excuse me. She was dead serious. She came and she stopped everyone and she said, excuse me, brother. What if I call my dad right now and ask him for 2,000 naira, will you sell your drone for me? I'm talking about a drone that is worth almost $5,000. This kid went straight up wherever she went and came to me, pricing my drone for freaking 2,000 naira. And I can imagine such innocence. And how those kids then were telling the stories. Eli and Elijah, two good friends. I'm not making this story up. I wonder how Eli and Elijah, they were not related in any way. The only thing is they just attended the same school and they somehow became best friends only to attain the mission of lying. These kids where the emperor Eli and Elijah, wherever you guys are today, I know you'll be lying your way. You're lying your way to either success, lying your way to either whatever. I think I'll have to go back to nursery school and look for their surnames just to check them on Facebook and see how far they've been lying. Eli and Elijah came, took the story of how we were sharing our honest time, talking about how we spent our holiday. Eli. These kids, just straight to the story, please forgive me. I can't help it. Eli came and said, look, you guys, I really wanted to tell you guys this story since. Look, Spider-Man used to come to us this holiday. Spider-Man came to us every day. As if that's not unrealistic enough. He said, whenever he comes, his bad uncle that used to come to their house to Spider-Man will be fighting the bad uncle every time that he has finally chased the bad uncle. Don't spoil at daddy anymore. Now him and Spider-Man and daddy and our friends, he's not seeing him more. It's not like he's seeing that whenever he wakes up, Spider-Man has gone. That the way that he used to know, you guys should wait. The way that he used to know is whenever he wake up, he now be seeing cobwebs in his house, plenty cobwebs. You know that Spider-Man has come and go. Eli. Now Elijah came. Elijah said that even before now, you bring the picture. Wherever you are, Elijah, bring that picture. I'm waiting for you. That his daddy and Spider-Man are like almost best friend. That nobody, you don't need to try them in their own street because they know that Spider-Man is... Oh, Elijah. Hey, Elijah. I want to see you. I want to see you. This lie that you stuck in my brain for more than how many years? Ah, Elijah. Elijah, I want to see you. This lie. Oh, you have hurt my, you've even hurt my future. When you did that, you did not just hurt me. For 20 years, your lie haunted me. You hurt me in the present. And this kind of, Elijah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this podcast, just like, share. And I want to hear some of the stories you've heard little kids tell around you, you know, one that you witnessed firsthand or any that you heard. Just, you know, talk about this with your friends and try to, you know, share the story. My email address is awesomebillsam@gmail.com, AwesomeBillsam. I can't spell Gmail for you, just @gmail.com. I'm waiting to hear from you guys. I really had fun. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. My name is Samuel Philip, and this is Smash It, signing out. Thank you.